QRZ. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Connected to the repeater by Echolink. Connected to the repeater by Echolink. Can I get a report, please? Over.
Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, calling the station that was requesting a signal report.
Romeo Delta Station, would you please repeat your call? This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, connected to the repeater by Echolink. Now standing by. Over.
Bob, it's call sign is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD. You're coming to the repeater through Echolink quite clear. Quite good audio. You sound great.
Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hi, my friend. Thank you very much for your report. I'm very glad to hear that you read me clearly. My report is also 5x9. My name is Thomas, that's Tango Alpha Mike Alpha Sierra, and I'm operating from Hungary, southeastern part of Hungary, from a small town called Agye, that's Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar, Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar, and I'm using my computer to connect to Echolink. Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, this is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, standing by.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you echo-linked into the repeater in Greenville, South Carolina, and wish you very much the best on this, over here is a beautiful day, and I have to run. I have some things I have to do. My wife and I are about to go out to dinner, so I can't carry on much longer, but I just wanted to say 73 and give you that signal report. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I'll be clear on your final.
Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. This is Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie. Thank you very much. I don't want to hold you up. Just your name, please. Can I have your handle, please, as your last transmission? Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie.
My name is Bob, B-O-B. And Bravo Oscar Bravo, and I have been living in the upstate and South Carolina in general for about 10 years, and hope to hear from you again soon via Echolink. Once again, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta will be clear on your final.
Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie. Thank you very much, Bob. I was very glad to talk to you, and very glad we had a clear conversation. 73, I wish you a pleasant dinner and a pleasant evening in Greenville, South Carolina, from southeastern Hungary. My name is Tomas, and I'm signing out. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, this is Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie, signing out. Over.
Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO 4 WWZ. Good evening, sir. This is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. The current QTH location is Pickens County, South Carolina.
Fosky Whiskey Zulu, this is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hello, Chan, this is Thomas, that's Tango Alpha Mike, Alpha Sierra. Tango Alpha Mike, Alpha Sierra. I copy you loud and clear, report is 5x9. I'm operating from southeastern Hungary, from a town called Agye, that's Alpha Lima Golf, Yankee Oscar. Alpha Lima Golf, Yankee Oscar. Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie from, I'm going to say, Eastern Hungary. It's good to meet you, sir. You are my first 10-year contact from a long distance, and it is a pleasure to meet you, sir. Can you tell me a little bit about Hungary? I don't know a whole lot about Hungary.
Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hi, Chen. I'm very glad this is your first BX. Congratulations. I guess this Echolink is a really great invention. Actually, I downloaded it today on my computer. Well, Hungary, what can I tell you? It's a country mostly focused on agriculture and also on also famous for some of its universities. We have weather a little bit cooler than what you have in South Carolina. We're a little bit to the north. Actually, it's a pretty nice place for tourists. Americans come here a lot to visit, and usually it's a peaceful place, although right now we have a war going on in our neighboring country, Ukraine, but actually in Hungary right now there is peace. That's about what I can tell you in quick about Hungary. Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
Okay, yes, I talked to you loud and clear. I'm just gonna let you know that on this repeater we sometimes have QRM, which is man-made interference, and the best thing to do is just ignore it and carry on with the conversation. But please stay on this repeater and talk to me for a while. I am really enjoying this.
Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hello, Chan. I'm very happy to talk to you, and I'm very happy about your first long-distance contact, your first DX. Congratulations again. I'm very sorry you have radio interference there. I hope you can copy more clearly this time. Actually, right now, using Echolink, I'm using my computer and the internet to connect to your repeater, but I'm very much interested about the rig, the radio, and the antenna, and the power output that you are using in South Carolina. Can you tell me the details about your rig? Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, over.
Yes, sir, I sure can. I'm here in America, they use those in our police colors, which is our law enforcement. And that's how the police down here, that's how they communicate with each other. And, I like emergency communications. I'm not gonna toot my horn and say I'm really good at it because I've made some mistakes. But it's a pleasure to be able to be on the radio and to learn. And the radio that I'm using is a mono band, so it's a one band, only 2 meter only radio, and to be able to DX on 2 meters while I'm moseying around in the car is an absolute privilege.
Power, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. All right, Chen, I understand you're transmitting from a car and moving around. I guess that explains that The signal intensity was constantly changing, but this fact I could copy. I did not copy your power output. Perhaps you could repeat your power output. And I'm very interested in the weather in South Carolina right now. What is it like? The just approximately, and whether you have rain or is it sunny. Here, it's already dark in Hungary, but we had a very nice sunset. It was pretty clear skies, and we had a nice warm temperatures, which is a little bit warmer than what we expect at springtime. So Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
Copy that. I will give you a weather report in just a few minutes. I got to find a place that I can pull over. But right now we have clear skies, beautiful sunny day. Temperature is probably around up close to 80, 85 degrees. No storms in sight. No rain. Absolutely beautiful outside. Grass is green, trees are green.
Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. All right, Chan, as I understood, you also have nice weather, warm temperatures in South Carolina. Unfortunately, your transmission is fading out. I suppose your distance to the repeater is increasing, but nevertheless, it's been a pleasure to get to know you, and I'm very happy that we had a chance to make a contact. I will be signing off soon, so I wish you a very pleasant afternoon. 73, and I wish you a continuation of the good weather, and I hope to see you again sometime on the repeater with the help of Echolink. Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Signing out soon. Standing by.
So I'm sorry I didn't catch the rest. This is Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Just want to make a quick contact with you, sir.
Mike Romeo Alpha Station, please stand by for a second. Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Zulu. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. 73, I wish you a nice afternoon. I'm very glad I talked to you, Chen. Can you copy? I'm signing out but standing by. Over.
Hotel. Here on the East Coast of the United States, every night at 9 o'clock PM Eastern Time, this is Peter holds a nightly chat. We would love to keep checking on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society nightly chat. And it would be a pleasure to be guys when you make a lot of new contacts. And you can get some people a lot of people.
73, and goodbye, Chan. Now, Mike, Radio Alpha, please go ahead.
India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Just want to make a quick contact with you. I'm actually mobile in Greenville, South Carolina as well. Name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta. Make a quick contact with you, QSO.
India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. I'm not sure if I got the beginning of your call correct. Could you please wait a little while I switch to receive and then repeat your call? Over.
Kilo India Romeo 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Copy.
Hello, Mike Romeo Alpha. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. QSL, I copy, Fred. I'm very happy I got to have a contact with you, Fred. My name is Thomas. That's Tango Alpha Mike, Alpha Sierra. Tango Alpha Mike, Alpha Sierra. And I'm operating from a small town in southeastern Hungary. The name of the town is Argyr. That's Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar. Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar. And copying you loud and clear, the 5x9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I'm very happy that you came back to my call, Fred. Over.
Thomas, yes, sir. Thanks for the contact. I hate to be short and sweet, but I just got to my destination here and I've got to get out. We're going to say 73s, and this is KI4MRA. We'll be clear on your final, sir. Have a good evening.
KI4MRA, HA8UTC. All right, Fred, 73, and have a nice afternoon. I was glad I had a chance to talk to you. 73, and checking out. Over.
Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, KO4 PXB, would like to make good contact also.
Bravo X-ray Bravo Station, can you please repeat your call? Over.
Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo.
Is that Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo? Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. This is Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Please confirm. Over.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. That is correct.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. That's great, my friend. I'm very happy I have a contact with you. My name is Thomas. That's Tango Alpha Mike Alpha Sierra. And I'm connecting to your repeater via Echolink. And my QTH is in southeastern Hungary. The town is Argyr. That's Alpha Lima Golf, Yankee Oscar. And my report is 5x9. 5x9. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
Location is in downtown Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's definitely great to talk with you.
So, Papa X-ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Thank you very much for your location, my friend. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the first part of your transmission, so I don't know your name yet. Could you please repeat your name? Your name. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
My name is Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, phonetically spelled Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
QSL, I copy that, Lloyd. Hello, Lloyd. Good afternoon. It's very great to talk to you. I'm Thomas, and I hope you're having a good afternoon there. We have a nice evening here in Hungary. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. Yeah, it's a very pretty day here. Hopefully the weather's nice there.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Yes, we have a warm evening. Actually, we had a warmer day than what we expected at this time of the year. We have no precipitation. It was a nice sunset. Of course, now it's completely dark here in Hungary. I'm using my computer to connect to the internet and Echolink to your repeater. Can you perhaps tell me what type of transceiver you're using and what's your power output? Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Over.
Yes, I'm using a Yaesu FT2980 on low power.
QSL, I copy that loud and clear. Despite your low power, you're coming with a perfect strength and perfect clarity of speech. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie.
Appreciate the radio check on that, because like I said, I'm also mobile, so you know, there's never really a telling of when you may get picket fencing or hilltopping or this, that, or the other, but I definitely appreciate the good comm check.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. All right, Lloyd, thank you very much for the very nice contact. I wish you a nice afternoon and then a peaceful evening. Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie is wishing you 73-73 and a nice evening. Bye-bye, Lloyd. Over.
KO4 PXB. Also, definitely nice talking to you. Please be careful. 73.
Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, KA4WWZ, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Hello, Chen. Good to have you back. Now I read you loud and clear again. Over.
I am designated at the location I want to be at. I don't have to get out for a while. So I figured I would stay and talk to you as long as you wanted to talk.
KA4WWZ, HA8UTC. Hi, Chan. I can talk for a few more minutes, then I'm going to have to shut down. It's getting late here, and it's a work day tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Chan. KA4WWZ, HA8UTC, over.
Okay, I'm going to need you to repeat what you wanted me to tell you about. The call here is Kilo Oscar 4, KO4, Whiskey Zulu, WWZ.
Kilo Oscar 4, WWZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Oh, sorry, Chan, so I understand I got your prefix wrong the previous time. So it's Kilo Oscar is the correct one. Is that right? Over.
Yes, sir.
Great, Chan. So Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. Now I read you loud and clear. I had some problems on your previous transmission when we left off, but now I guess you're in a good point for reaching your repeater. So, about Hungary, a little more. It's a country of 10 million people, so it's a very small country. The capital is Budapest. Budapest is a frequent tourist attraction, and it's a city separated by a river called the Danube. And we are in Central Europe. So to the west of us is Austria, to the north is Slovakia, to the east we have Ukraine, and to the south we have Yugoslavia. So we are in the center of Central Europe. Now I pass the microphone back to you. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie.
Roger that. Well, I really enjoyed getting to hear the information. I'm going to go ahead and share a little bit about my state and my country, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. All right, Chan, it was great talking to you. I'm going to be shutting down soon, but it was really a nice event to check into your repeater, talk to you and talk to three other friends. Bob, Fred, and Lloyd. So I really hope that it's going to be a nice afternoon in Greenville, South Carolina. And I'm really planning to check back again because this seems to be a very active repeater, actively used by American hams who are listening to the calls on the repeater. It's a really great pleasure to have such repeaters which are used so well by the local hams. So Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie, 73, Chan, 73, and have a nice afternoon.
All right, 73, Thomas, it was a pleasure talking to you. Maybe next time I can tell you about South Carolina and the United States if you want to know. KO4, WWZ, I'll be clear and listening.
73, and goodbye, Chan.
W4DJW,
KO4WZ. Hey, Chandler, I heard your DX contact over there in Hungary. You did good, man.
Thank you, sir. I was just about to tell you about that. I really had fun doing it, too.
I could tell, and he enjoyed it, too. He was having a good, both of you were having a good time. That was very unexpected and very very welcome. Good to hear. Good job.
Sir, I may have a little bit of help from Chad. He taught me how to DX at the deer camp one time.
Yeah, he told me about that. He said you were making contacts all over the world. He was trying to sleep and you were having a blast.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I know that's right. I hope he heard that. I gave him a call, but he didn't answer. I just texted him and asked him and Patrick to call me on the repeater. I don't know. That was the coolest thing ever. Like, how he came across this repeater, but that was pretty neat.
Yeah, like I said, that was totally unexpected. And him being right there next to Ukraine, right, being a neighboring country to his country. And he was on the south. I don't know if you recall, but he says he was in a little town, started with an A. I tried to look it up on the map, in the southeast corner of Hungary. And the northeast corner of Hungary is what borders Ukraine. So he wasn't that far from Ukraine.
The town is spelt phonetically Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar. I looked it up. It's actually about 30 miles long, and it's a little village in Hungary.
Well done. You did good. That was a perfect example of a long-distance contact through EchoLink. That's really, really good. I enjoyed listening to that.
It was your pleasure. How's he doing today?
Well, considering I might have an opportunity to fly, if it's not too windy when I get over the airfield, I'll be doing pretty good. I've been studying most of the morning, studying software, some software that's new to me. So that's kind of laborsome after a while, but after you learn it, it's kind of rewarding. So I had a good time doing that, but now it's time to put all that down and go fly.
Yeah, can you tell me where the airfield is? Again, I would like to come watch you fly sometime. That'd be nice.
It's opposite side of Greenville County from Pickens or Easley. It's totally on the other side, but about the same latitude, just the other side over, and the road intersection are Jordan Road and Joke Factory Road. So if you Google the intersection of Jordan and Joke Factory, you'll see just a little north of that intersection, Sloan Airport, and that's where we are.
Software was you studying? I'm kind of curious. Is this like close to something?
To do with airplanes, too. It's for search and rescue pattern recognition. If you lose somebody, if a kid wanders off or somebody with dementia has wandered away and you're out flying, hunting for them, instead, you know, humans take a long time to look at a lot of pixels in a bitmap on a picture that you take with a camera, and they can miss it. So getting software to find that instead of relying on humans to do it.
So are you an actual pilot, or you just fly like the drones and stuff like that? Because I know that there's something in regards in relationship to drones that I could do with ham radio. I just don't know exactly what. I know I won't do one thing. I want to get a drone with a good camera on it. I have to get me some good aerial shots at storms and stuff like that.
Work too, but yeah, when you ask somebody if they're a pilot, there's a few hundred, a hundred different types of pilots. I'm an unmanned aerial system is what the FAA refers to it as, a pilot, instead of a manned system. So feet on the ground, eyes in the sky, kind of a pilot. And, yeah, ham radio was actually the debut of radio-controlled flying. So it was ham radio operators that said, hey, I got a radio. I can make my radio talk to that airplane and make that airplane do what I want it to do. So ham radio gave birth to radio-controlled airplanes, but then the technology really, really took off, and they extended it, and they allocated a portion of the band so that you didn't have to be a ham radio operator to use it, and one thing after another. Now you don't have to be a ham to fly airplanes, but it helps. You can do more if you are a ham, if you fly airplanes, because you can use more frequencies. But you don't have to be a ham to fly airplanes. W4DJW.
Be honest. I'm probably too young to say that this show made me want to do this, but the show Airwolf from the 80s has made me want to try and get my pilot's license. Now, obviously, there's no such thing as a Mach 1 helicopter. But man, let me tell you, every time I hear that theme song, I knew Airwolf was coming on.
Well, there's a lot of people that watched Airwolf when it was playing. I was one of them. Yeah, and that was pretty cool. But you find out, you soon find out that when a helicopter exceeds 220 miles an hour, its blade that is going downwind is going downwind at the same speed that the air is going by the blade, and therefore there's no lift on that blade. So the helicopter rolls to that side. So you can't go past 120 miles an hour or 220 miles an hour with a helicopter before it starts rotating out of control. That's just the way it is. But they do have some that have wings on them that can go faster than that, but they're flying off of the wing, not off the rotor disc is what they call that. So very observant there, Chandler. Yeah. Helicopter's maximum forward speed without other wings is 220 miles an hour.
Although I've considered just flying, like small airplanes and stuff like that, I've heard that it's very, very costly, more costly so to try and get your helicopter license than it is to get, like, a regular airplane license.
And unless you're independently wealthy, probably need a company to sponsor you to do that, right? And they'd have to have a really good reason to want to do that, but there are companies that do.
Ford or Clint Eastwood, K4BWA. I'm on my way down there, Dave.
K-O-4-L-I-C.
I complimented you a very short time ago. So I don't want to hear no oh no's.
I'm curious, because Steve, my memory's drawing a blank here. I don't think I've been on the radio at any other point today.
This afternoon's going to be a great day. Dave and I are going to go fly with Andrew, and we're going to have us a good time because the wind's going to quit blowing, and we're going to have us a good time. So, if it wasn't so far, you ought to come on out and fly with us, Chandler.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Hey, guys, I'm just enjoying hearing you talk about the aviation and all the KO4IYC. My name's Ernie. I'm up here in Scobie, North Carolina. And I used to fly ultralight out of Sloan a little bit, so glad to hear we still got some stuff going on down there. But I just wondered if you knew about the event at Triple Tree this week.
I think that was KO4IYC, so you are a little scratchy into the repeater, and I didn't get all of that, so if I don't cover it all, let me know. But, yeah, we are going over to Sloan Field, the one, probably the same one you're talking about. And I was reading from a member of another club, Western Carolina Radio Club, and they were talking about Triple Tree this week in their emailing distribution list. And they were inviting people to go out there. I don't know exactly what it is they're doing out there at Triple Tree this week, but I know there are people out there. I don't think it's the Juggernaut, or I don't think it's one of the old-timers tests that they have. I think it's just people getting together flying. I didn't see any event names myself.
Definitely Joe Nall, and they had it advertised in the AMA Aviation magazine. Big full page spread.
My signal is not good, but I just want to say if you get a chance, go out there. It's just a great place, and that's a great event. And I'll let y'all have it back, but I just wanted to do a comment there. 73KO4IYC.
Let me see if I got it. Jumping in there and letting us know. Sounds like Steve already knew, but I doubled with him a minute ago, so I'm not sure what he said. But anyway, appreciate it. Maybe we will see you out there this weekend. W4DJW. Go ahead, Steve.
Putting it out there and verifying that it was Joe Nall, and it's got a full-page ad in this month's AMA Aviation magazine. And, yeah, they're putting on a full spread out there coming out of COVID.
I knew it was coming up. It sneaks up on you. It comes around pretty quick as soon as spring gets here. Named it Joe Nall. Yeah, he was having get-togethers when Byron's Originals was ramping down up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He was ramping up, and then his friend Joe Nall passed away, and that's when he decided to name it after his buddy.
Well, where did Hartness come in on this?
It was him. It was his buddy. He had it over at his place over there at Pelham and 85 for a long time. It was only 4 miles from the airport. And back then, when you were within 5 miles, you couldn't go over 400 feet. But he had it there for a long time. And then eventually, while he was still there, he renamed it to Joe Nall. And then after that, he moved it down to Triple Tree.
Yeah, when you said his buddy, I didn't know who you were referring to. And I thought maybe you meant somebody else. And but I knew Hartness was providing all the property and all the facilities, and, you know, pretty much he's the anchor. He's putting it on.
What people that do that for him. Greg, Mike Gregory was one of them. I think you knew Mike, right?
Is that the Mike Gregory that went to school with us?
Yeah, the one that owns Gregory Cleaners.
Dude, he and I were friends in high school. How about that? So what relation does he have with Hartness?
Well, he started the Greer, Blue Ridge Air Flying Club. I mean, he was the president of it when it started. I got to get out and unlock the gate. I'll tell you more about it when you get here. Take me a while to unlock the gate. W4DJW.
And I'm on my way. K4VWA. Chandler, where you at, boy? A snooze, you lose, man. You're about the biggest radio control flying in the world. It's going to be happening right down here close to us. This week and this week coming up.
Okay, where at?
What you do? I think it's Clinton. But you get on your computer and you do a Google search for Joe, J-O-E, Nall, N-A-L-L, fly-in. And it'll pull it up and you'll see. You can read all about it.
Definitely do that.
sounds very interesting. Now, my thing is I want to get a real pilot's license. I want to fly me a plane, not one of those big 747s. I'm talking like a or a Cessna, something like that.
Currently, it's running about, $275 an hour to rent a plane. That's if you're a qualified pilot. And it's like a 150 or 172. And if you get an instructor involved, that's going to run about $75 to $100 an hour more. And that makes it about $375 an hour. So to just solo, you're talking about a minimum of 10 hours. So you're looking at about $3,500 just to solo. So get that bucket of money out.
Wow. But hey, you know, if I was to ever get my pilot's license, I don't know if you need a passenger endorsement on a pilot's license or not, like you would a CGL. I would assume that would be a requirement, seeing how, you know, it's important to keep people safe. But if I could do that and I could find like a little small passenger plane, I'll take you, Dave, Chad, Chris, I'll take everybody in DRARS, and we'll do a flying contest, a flying DX contest. How about that?
Sounds like a winner to me, bud. Well, in the meantime, how are you doing with your CDL?
It's not looking real good. I hadn't been to the doctor yet, but as of right now, as of Monday, I'm transferring jobs from school bus companion to a school custodial staff. I'll have my own hallway to clean all day. It'll be a good job. It'll be a really good job.
Just don't let anybody give you a hard time when you get over there, bud. You're just as good as any of them over there.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. That's kind of rare coming from you, but I appreciate that.
Well, everybody needs a little encouragement, including me. I mean, hey, you know, it's like being right all the time. I'm always right. And when, you know, that one time that I was wrong, I thought I was wrong, but I was actually right. So, hey, you know, what can I say?
You actually believe that.
Flying Field, and he is unloading and getting on with the program. He is going to be in the air very shortly, I do believe. And I will be too, Chandler. So, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and concentrate on my little hovering speedster here and getting myself over to the Flying Field. So I will talk to you again soon, and 73. So K and 4 VWA, I'm clear after your final, and congratulations on that hungry contact. Bye.
73 to you, and hope you have a good day. Hey, if you can, email me some videos and pictures of y'all flying. I'd love to see that.
It's a bit difficult for me to handle a camera while I'm in the air. Because I intend to be in the air as much as I possibly can. So, all right, well, K and 4, VWA, I am clear.
KO4, MU, KO4, WWZ.